Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Hello again, this is Steve Warren, and we have another Spectrum show, and we have one of our regular guests, Christy Shao, is here. She's been on a global tour with her book and her video game and all kinds of other good news with the Journey to Rainbow Island. And also in the studio with Christy this time, we have a TV crew who was here from CCTV, which was the National Chinese Television Network, and they're doing a documentary. So if you hear a little banging and hollow noise in the background, it's because we have a cast of 1,000 in the studio today. But what we want to do right now is welcome in our guest of honor this time, Christy Shao.
It has been a wild ride. It's been 2 years, I believe, since the first book came out. And I've been really busy preparing. Actually, now I'm preparing for the second book. And as well as we developed a video game. So it's available on your mobile apps. It's a mobile app, so you can play on your iPhone, any Android, and Google and Facebook. So that's done. The video game is done. And now the book is translating into different languages. The first one that's coming out is in Korean. So the book will be out next month, September, end of next month.
Well, I want to ask you about that because sure. I know that when the book first came out, you, of course, your background is from Taiwan. You grew up in the L.A. area. You had another whole career before this in the aesthetic world. Has writing this book been the experience of your career that you thought it was going to be? I mean, aside from all the fun you're having and all the travel and all the responsibilities, when you decided to become a full-time author instead of a full-time something else or anything else, is this as fulfilling as you thought it was going to be?
Actually, I still don't see myself as a full-time author. You know, I'm doing so many things at the same time. I'm making movies, I'm writing now, you know, looking for content and digital media, and I'm also doing other sorts of business all at the same time. So I don't see myself full-time. Well, maybe when the time I'm writing the first book, then that's, you know, I feel like, yes, I'm a full-time writer, you know, writing 14 hours a day for 8 months.
Last time I spoke with you, you said you were still trying to write a little bit. Are there too many interruptions now for you to keep your train of thought? Like, of course, the first book, you could lock yourself in a room and write for a couple of days. You can't really do that now, can you?
It's difficult. It has been, it's very different now. Yes, when I was writing the first book, I was pretty much just in my own space, in my own room, and I would lock myself in a room and writing 14 to 16 hours a day. There's no lunches, no dinner, no fun, you know, nothing. You know, there's no social life. I didn't have a social life when I was writing the first book. But I enjoyed it. You know, I have to say that was the best time.
Yes. Now, the heroine, I should say, in the book is Yuning. And she's, is she you a little bit?
Some parts, some characteristics, yes. Yes.
Which parts? Want to share with us?
I think she is kind of stubborn, and I am, you know, I'm very stubborn, like, you know, anyway, I don't really, I would, you know, take people's advice, but mostly when I set my mind into doing something, that's it, you know, no one can really change my mind, really rare, yes, and the negative side is also that she also has fear, even though she's from Rainbow Island, you know, there's the most beautiful, peaceful place in the world, I mean, in the universe, but she has also fear, you know, and that's, I'm thinking, I mean, that's what everyone is facing, you know, it's not just a single
Now, the
person.
Remainder of the characters, not all of them, are, mm-hmm. some of them are human, some are not. Mm-hmm. I guess it's easy to base the human characters on other people, maybe family members or friends that you know. How do you base a non-human character? How do you find a personality for them? Also through people and friends you know? Do you have a friend that reminds you of a bug or of a dragon or a flying creature?
I think I would say kids. You know, kids, They just have so many imagination, and they give me inspiration. Even when I'm interacting with kids, they just give me ideas. You know, they would just somehow pop from their head, oh, there's a non-human dragon being or a rainbow bird, or they just have so many imagination, and they gave me inspiration. And also animals, you know, they gave me inspiration.
Now you have different settings, obviously Rainbow Island, but there's other places that Yuning travels to.
Yes.
Other cultures, yes. Other countries, if you will. Where do those ideas come from?
You know, I think I'm a visionary. You know, I see it. I would see the whole picture. You know, some people, they're more analytical. So they would need to write down the whole story. Then they would have to jot down every note. But for me, I'm a vision. I'm very just visionary. I would see the whole picture before I even write anything down. So I would see the entire picture and have all the character, all the setting. And I start writing it down. So I see the picture before putting down on paper. So that's my thought process.
Is any of Rainbow Island reflective of Taiwan?
A little bit. And I have to say that I spent a lot of time in Hawaii when I was writing the book. And I enjoy nature. I love, you know, ocean and beautiful, you know, trees and Yes, so
any tropical island would be
any
a good model, really. It could be Hawaii, it could be Fiji, it could be anywhere.
It could be
right?
Anywhere, yes, as long as it's beautiful. You know, it's clean, the water's clean, and the ocean, the people are just super warm and friendly, and nothing, you know, of the city busy life.
Yeah. Talking about the translations of the book, obviously these days with the electronics, electronic media, the electronic version of the book is available.
It is.
A book can get exposure globally almost overnight. Has that put the rush on getting the translations done? Are you getting a bigger demand now than maybe you had originally thought for getting this thing translated? And translating is not an easy job.
It is not, yes. As my publisher, they've always wanted to rush everything. They wanted, you know, they wanted to do everything like right now and do it and let's just get it out. But for me, being a perfectionist, I rather, you know, just I value quality more than just, you know, getting a lot of things out. So, I mean, I think, you know, I probably interviewed 4 or 5 translators already just to find the right one, and they understand the vision, they understand the story, so they can translate. When they translate, it's similar for, you know, to what I'm thinking. So that's what it's taking, you know, because I really wanted to get it right. And
well, listen, it's been a wonderful visit again. We keep coming back. I hope you keep doubling back to New York, which you say that you do, and every time you come back with a whole new story. But thank you so much for thinking of us and telling your friends around the world about China America Radio. And we keep giving away your books. Every time we go out somewhere, people are clamoring to get a copy of your book. We about got mobbed at Asian Heritage Month down on Mott Street. Ethan, one of my colleagues, is here with me today, was down there, and he can definitely attest to the fact that when we started spinning the wheel to win prizes, everybody south of Canal Street came to our tent and lined up around the corner to win a copy of your book.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate it, and I hope you visit us again, and I hope your stars continue to rise.
Thank you so much.
Join us every weekend for Spectrum on China America Radio, a weekly public service program featuring news, information, lifestyle experiences, and stories of interest to our listeners in the United States and around the world. If you have suggestions for future topics or guests to be featured on an upcoming Spectrum program, send them to us at programming@ChinaAmericaRadio.com.